You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week, the city of Boise took the unusual step of putting a 182-day moratorium on two blocks of land around West Main Street in downtown. The goal was to protect a single home from being demolished or destroyed. This home is more than 100 years old, and many say saving it is vital to the city of Boise. The house is part of a National Register Historic District, but contrary to what many of us thought, that does not protect it from demolition. With me today to explain what can and cannot protect a historic building are Paula Benson, president of the Group Preservation Idaho, Dan Everhart, an architectural historian, and our very own Matt Gillum, who has been reporting on this story. So welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Hi. First question, I would love it if someone could describe the house. We know it was built in 1897, a Victorian-style home. Is that what we would call it?
Yes, it's a large three-story Victorian house, Queen Anne architectural style is how we would usually describe it. Brick, sandstone, wood shingle. It's massive. It was built in 1897, completed in 1898.
And it has had an historic designation, correct, Paula?
Yes, it was part of an effort to create a National Historic District, and individually, the houses had, there was hope that they would be listed, but that didn't happen, and it did not become a local historic district. But that group of 10 houses did get a National Historic designation. So it's kind of an honorarium, but it identifies that those houses in that block are special. They've met a higher standard of architectural significance, both for the homes themselves, the history with the houses, the people who have lived in them. So it is a designation, but it did not confer any protection.
So, Matt, what did the city decide to do?
The city decided to, they took a tour of the home, and then when they saw what was inside, they were mystified, and they put in this moratorium order to hold off. And as I talked to Paul earlier about it, it's they're pushing pause. They're just pushing pause. They're looking at, they're exploring their options because they realize this house is a unique cultural fixture of the city. It bears some reflection before any going forward. So now that's the period we're in now.
And it has been a home that's been owned by, what, the same family since basically the 1930s?
Several families.
Okay.
From the beginning of time, all of which have conveyed that element of criteria that makes it unique. It was built for the Oafs, is how we've been told that it was correctly pronounced. And I'll let Dan go into the details. But after that, it actually served as the governor's mansion under Governor Brady for 2 years, which in itself is kind of neat. And then the Hahns bought it. So it's the Oaf, Brady, Hahn house. Those are the three families, really, in all of this hundred of years that have owned this home and made their changes to it and left their history there.
But the owner of this house is wanting to demolish the home, correct?
Well, yes, and it is being—
I don't know if that's the proper word, but
well,
I mean—
normally it would be if you took a bulldozer and knocked it down. What he had proposed was deconstruction, which to us, the end game is the same, the house is gone, but you would have a professional salvager come in and take the house apart, piece by piece, brick by brick, and it becomes architectural salvage. Now, that to us is not an option that we are supportive of in any way, but that was what the owner had in mind, was that somehow he could take the house apart, move it off in pieces, and in that way the beautiful craftsmanship was maintained, but the lot would be empty for him to build on.
But then, Dan, when you do something like that, I mean, so you have a historical staircase. What do you do with it?
Exactly. And unfortunately, as our friends in Portland know, architectural salvage is big business, but it doesn't always result in the preservation of those items intact themselves. Then that staircase can be parceled out and divided itself. So the parts of the building may have gone, 300 miles away for all we know. But I think it's also important to talk about the rest of the neighborhood, because this was an act by the city in response, triggered by this proposed deconstruction demolition, but it actually affects, and in our opinion, it's a good thing for the 10 or so adjacent properties, which are similarly designated in the National Register, are similarly historically and architecturally significant, and will be, if a local district is approved by the City Council, will be protected in perpetuity.
And Matt, you were out at the home. I mean, there is a plaque that says, you know, it's something National Historic, but people have been surprised.
It's been recognized, but I think, as Paula said, I mean, despite the national recognition, it's more just a beacon that this is an important structure, this is an important building, you know, take heed, but it really doesn't offer any teeth. The only thing that, like, a National Register of Historic Places designation does for a building is, say there's a federal project coming through being funded federally, then it will be reviewed for its significance. But otherwise, it's not protected. It is not a protection. It's just sort of an honorarium. And that's sort of the thing that is really important to realize here, is that while it's a nice pat on the back and designates an important structure, it doesn't actually save it from the wrecking ball.
And Paula, I would say that's what shocked me the most about it, because every time I've ever heard of a National Historic designation or it's on the National Historic Register, you think, oh, it's going to be here forever. So how in the world is that not the case?
Well, that's what we ask every day.
Well, I'm sure.
But it truly, it's a good question, because it really comes down just to the parameters of the programs. That is a national program meant to identify homes or buildings or sites that have met a high level of criteria and are of importance to our cities, our states, and the country. But it was not meant in and of itself to tell states or counties or cities what to do with their inventory in most cases. So what we have found is that in Idaho, in any case, because I think there may be different rules in other states that Dan can address, but in Idaho, you have to have this local designation in order to actually have protection from demolition or historically insensitive remodeling. You have to ask mm-hmm. for design review before you do things to the exterior of the house. So you might be very surprised at how much inventory in the city and in the state is nationally recognized but has no protection. A demolition permit could be pulled in 20 minutes and that house or building could come down. So that is the message, we really need to promote and support local historic districts. We applaud mayor and city council for doing so in this case. In our hearts, we dream that there might be more of them in the future.
I have less than a minute left, so I want two questions answered as quickly as possible. How can you tell someone who owns a house that they can't tear it down? And B, what happens next with this?
So we as a community, we impose certain civic priorities on property owners all the time. We tell you can't build too close to the river. You can't build in the foothills. This is a civic good. We all benefit as a community from having protected historic districts. So how can we tell someone that they can't demolish their house? It's a civic good, and it's not applicable to every property in the city. But for those that are, it's important that we take steps, as the city has done, to protect them. Question two.
You know what? I ran out of time. But you answered question one beautifully. So I want to thank my guests today. I've been speaking with Paula Benson, president of the group Preservation Idaho, Dan Everhart, and architectural historian, and our reporter, Matt Gillum. Thank you so much for the conversation today. I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters, and we will see you back here tomorrow.